Sarah DeRose. Thank you, Sarah. So, whoa, you guys see what I mean. All right, this next guy has been, he's the only person other than myself that's been to every single Mandomania. Yeah. All the Merle Fest. And we won't even talk about Telluride. But, wow, what a powerhouse. I will say this, though, in all seriousness, that when you sit on stage next to this young fella right here, there is a level of energy and excitement that's just like a pure hit of adrenaline that goes across the stage and everybody gets it. It is such a rush to play with the great Sam Bush.
Yeah. Can I have the money back now, Jesse? He's gonna keep him. Well, good afternoon, music lovers. So nice of you to be here. And it is also my honor to sit here with all these great Malin players. And because as you notice, as we go down the line, that's the great thing about it. We all play differently. And I'm up here learning licks. And there's plenty to learn. And let me just say one thing. Don't you think Tim O'Brien is the greatest, most unsung hero of the Malin? He really is. So I'm glad you could be here this year, Tim. But it's just, I grew up in the state of Kentucky, and thank you. Dad. But that's not the reason that I play an F5, but a guy named Bill Munro is. So I just thought that was a wonderful version of that, Sarah. That was beautiful. And you think of Bill Munro and you think of all the fast notes or the hard driving tunes and what have you. But before Earl Scruggs played in his band, he would do kind of a blues, maybe more bluesy stuff and the stomp kind of music. So I've always thought that for all that Mr. Munro brought to the instrument, that the bluesiness of it to me was what appealed to me the most, the blues kind of thing. So he was not only the father of bluegrass, but I think the unsung hero of blues mandolin. And so let's gear up in key of D. So we can all have some fun with this. This is the bluegrass stomp.